Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosey, pastor here at St. Jerome on Sunday, September 1st, 2019, the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
Football season is upon us, high school football, college football, and so it's very exciting, one of my favorite times of the year. And I recall back to when I started playing football as a youngster, back in grade school, and when I was in third grade, and I was in mod squad, and I remember scoring my first touchdown and jumping around in the end zone with some of my friends, and then my grandfather saying to me, maybe a couple days later in his wisdom, he goes, "When you cross the end zone, act like you've been there before and go back with the team." In other words, don't be cocky. Don't be arrogant about it. You're a team player. He says, if you're good at something, people will know that you're good. You don't need to tell them that you're good. And I think we could all think of a person or two in our life that has told us how good they really are. What's interesting about the first reading today from Sirach is it's all the collective wisdom of a grandfather. And the grandson has decided to write it down and to pass it on to us. And what's the first words that we hear in sacred scripture today? Conduct your affairs in humility. Humility is a word that I think sometimes we get confused, and sometimes we think all sorts of things. The word humility comes from the word meaning earth or ground. It means level. It's also the word where we get the word humus, because chickpeas grow on the ground, so it's a type of earthly thing. But the idea of humility is to have a level perspective about yourself, not an inflated point of view, and not one that is kind of deflated to self-defeating, but to truly see ourselves for who we are, which is why Jesus says, when you go to a wedding banquet, don't choose the place of honor, but choose the place of lowliness, the place that is befitting of you. Jesus doesn't say, go and sit at the kids' table. He doesn't say, take the place of honor, but there is a spot assigned for you to know yourself and to know yourself well. But the only way that we can really know ourselves is by being in relationship to other people, because people begin to reveal back to us who we are. Now, there's tons of people out there, and there's tons of opinions for every single person that exists or that will ever exist. So we can't figure out who we are by listening to the opinions of the world and everybody that we're around. There's certain people that we have to be vulnerable with, that we have to invite into our inner circle. And when those people give us some insight into ourselves, we have to be willing to trust that. We have to choose who that is. And maybe it's in a different realm. Maybe there is an employee in our workplace that we allow them to tell us how we're doing in our job, so then we can critique how we're doing in that skill set. Maybe we have close friends that tell us, you know, help us out in our emotional life. Family members that can help us out. All sorts of people. Most people only really invite one or two people into that inner circle where they're willing to be vulnerable. It's usually good to have two people so that we're not stuck on one person's opinion. When those people tell us things about ourselves, we should take them seriously. Then we learn more about ourselves. We also learn about ourselves by being in relationship with another person, Jesus. Jesus reveals to us perfectly who we are, which is why it's so important to take time for silence and reflection. St. Ignatius of Loyola, who lived some 500 years ago, said, every day we should do an examination of our conscience, at noon and kind of in the evening. So one thing I like to do is I like to think, at noon, what's everything I've done so far? What was the first thought I had? Who was the first person I came into contact with? What were the first words that I said? What was my first action? And then proceed from there. And you can go, oh, that was good. Ooh, that wasn't so good. And we begin to reflect upon ourselves. And then in addition to those people that are close to us that have given us some advice, then we begin to realize, you know what? That really is a strength that I have. Or you know what? This is a growing edge that I need to work on in my life. That's what Jesus says. have a clear picture of who you are. So many times I think we operate either out of a woundedness or we're blind and we're inflated and we think we're actually humble when we're really not. So that's what we need today. We need a true picture of who we are. And the way to do it is it by being in relationship with God, hearing His scripture speak to you, reflecting upon our day, and having people that we're willing to be vulnerable with. Then when the arrows come at us and people say things, we could go, you know what? That's not true. And I know it's not true because I've been affirmed by what my friends have said and what God has said, and then it just rolls off like the back of a duck. You know, it just kind of rolls right off of you. Or if somebody says something, you go, wow, and you bring it to your friends and they say, yeah, actually, I didn't know that I haven't really been able to find a way to tell you that, but that is kind of true, and you go, wow, I need to really work on that. And anytime somebody gives us a criticism like that, we should thank God, right? Because that's just a deeper insight into who we are. We need to know both our strengths and our weaknesses, and we all got them. But that is the beginning of the spiritual life. If you want to grow and you want to progress in life and be a well-rounded person, you got to know yourself. That's why humility is the beginning of prayer, because God will communicate to you and how He designed you. Let us thank God for that. And let us pray this day that we can develop that true humility, not a false humility of being inflated or being deflated, but one of a true picture of ourselves, so that we can hear God's voice and then we can be affirmed as the sons or daughters that He has called us to be.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.